Holly Snippa and her friends were walking through Ross Bay Cemetery between 11:30 and 11:45 p.m. Friday when they heard a crash, then the sound of a car traveling fast. They hurried to Fairfield Road to get a clear view. We could see this car coming towards us. It had airbags deployed, so we couldn't really see much inside, Snippa said Monday. The car, which was visibly shattered, went around the corner and quickly disappeared, but not before Snippa and a friend recorded the incident on their phones. Snippa said one of her friends flagged down a Victoria police officer, and she was in email contact with a detective Monday. Police continue to look into the incident, which appears to be connected to a robbery, stabbing and hit and run Friday night. About 11:30 p.m., police were called to the first block of Simcoe Street off Dallas Road in James Bay for a report that a man had been attacked by two other men, who had stolen his vehicle. Patrol officers arrived and located a man suffering non-life-threatening stab wounds. He told police he had arrived at a nearby residence in his vehicle when he was confronted by two male strangers and there was an altercation. The two men then reportedly stole the man's car and fled at high speed, said police. The victim was transported to hospital for treatment of his wounds. A short time later, police officers were called to the 1300 block of Fairfield Road for a report of a hit and run. Officers arrived and located evidence of a significant collision, involving the vehicle reported stolen in James Bay and a parked truck. Witnesses told police the vehicle collided with the parked truck and left the scene. One of the two suspects has since been found, as has the stolen vehicle. The investigation is ongoing and police say they do not believe there is further risk to the public. Officers are asking anyone with information or surveillance video from the area of the attack or the hit and run to call the Vic PD report desk at 250-995-7654 extension 1. J. Bell at timescolonist.com. Saharnet at timescolonist.com.